You're listening to the Law of Attraction Radio Network.
In the fall of 2013, Gary Temple Bodley began channeling a group of non-physical teachers known as Joshua. Soon thereafter, Joshua asked Gary to start writing. They have since produced 4 books and answered hundreds of questions in written form. In the spring of 2016, on the Law of Attraction cruise, Gary underwent hypnosis and Joshua spoke through him for the first time. Since that time, Gary has been practicing channeling Joshua verbally in live weekly calls with one-on-one students. These Joshua calls are now available to those of you joining us on the Leading Edge of Thought. This is the expansion of the Law of Attraction. This is Joshua Live. We're thrilled you're here.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to Joshua Live. I'm Gary Temple Bodley. Today we have day 2 in the October retreat here at the Joshua House. It was a really fun day and there's a lot of craziness that went on. So it should be a lot of fun to listen to. And if you'd like to, please subscribe to this podcast and share it with your friends. Join our Friends of Joshua Facebook group. And for more information on Joshua, please visit theteachingsofjoshua.com. All right, get ready to have fun. We are thrilled to be here. Is there anything going on?
No.
Is there anything happening in your lives right now? Is there anything important? Does anything matter? Are you looking for something to do, to say, to be? Are you free? Do you just want to jump in here? Do you just want to be part of it all? Or do you want to stand back? Do you want to be careful? Do you want to pretend? Do you want to play? Do you have questions? You actually have all the answers. They're all inside of you. You don't need anything else. You think you need something else. Well, you don't as much, but you all, old people do. You think that there's something outside of you that could answer some questions that you have. But when you think about the question, doesn't the answer just come to you anyway? Isn't it always there? But why don't you trust it? Why don't you trust it? Because you think that you're less than what? Less than worthy, less than good enough, less than source. The funny thing is, this is all an illusion. It is all an illusion. None of this is happening right now. It is all, you're making it all up. You see a little boy here, you think maybe he's interrupting, but he's adding to all that is. He's adding the joy of all of this. There's nothing he can do. He has nothing he can do to get in the way of what's going to happen.
It's not an important thing.
Oh, right?
Doesn't matter. Can you hear what we're saying? Does it assist you? It's not, doesn't it?
And isn't it funny you thought, some of you thought, can I bring my children? Would there be a problem if there's children in this? This is for adults only. The children are gonna get in the way, aren't they? But they don't get in the way at all. They bring joy into everything, unless they're being bad. But how could they be bad? How could they make noise? Could they distract you from what you want to do? Is everything so serious? Is everything so important? This is the point here. It's all for fun. You all want to do the same thing. You all want to come up here and perceive a problem. You're an illusion. The illusion is not true. The illusion implies imperfection. But in a system that's absolutely perfect in every aspect, the system is perfect from beginning to end. No beginning, no end, perfect everywhere along the line. Perfect. You can't see the perfection all the time. It doesn't make the most sense to you. This doesn't seem like perfection. You might want to change it, but this is perfect. It is what it is. And so from the higher perspective, all you can see is the perfection. It's impossible. It's impossible from the higher perspective to see a problem, to see anything imperfect whatsoever. Now, what does this entail then? It entails some bit of focus. Some bit of focus. You might be distracted by what is apparently wrong, and then you focus on what is happening in the moment. Is this actually wrong? From a higher perspective, obviously this is perfect. Because he's guided here and he has no resistance. So why not jump in and have fun? Because he sees all of this is perfect. They both do. You see? They want to play, 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 play. And you want to effort and struggle, work, work, work. To get where? Back to play?
Right.
And are you going to effort and struggle your way back to play? Is that even possible? Oh, if I work hard enough, then people will like me. Then we can have a good time. And then when you come to have a good time, you're worried about how you're perceived by the others. And so you come into a situation, a group like this, and some of you have been here a while and some of you are new. And we want to point out how the people who have raised their vibration to be aligned with this event have done so over a period of time. They've been involved longer. They feel more comfortable. Their vibration is equal to this. The new people come in, have a different vibration, have a vibration where in the outside world, they have to worry about what they say and do and be. And in here, nobody cares. Nobody cares. But how can you go from that world where everyone seems to care about how you're behaving, and actually they don't because they're more worried about how they're behaving and how they're perceiving and what they're getting from you. And here you can just come and be. And that vibration is a different vibration. So the new people have to get adjusted, get in tune. They could walk straight into this and just pick up a plate and pick up a knife and pick up a fork and jump right in and see what needs to be done. Or they can say, I have to tiptoe around and make sure that I don't get in anyone's way, that I don't get yelled at, that I don't get screamed at, that nothing bad is going to happen to me, you see? And then they have a little manifestation event. And that experience, as they realize that they never had to be different than they are the whole time, they come straight in, they get to do whatever they want to do. They take a vibrational journey from being a new person to being someone who's in the group, you see? Now, this person doesn't need any of that. The vibration's already there, you see? The vibration is right there. They can just jump in. Don't care what people think, doesn't matter. And then you get to this person, and this person cares a little bit more. This person has been around a little longer. This person has learned that certain things are good, certain things are bad. And this person may want to say, make this person different because this person knows more, 3 years more than that person over there. And this person knows more than these two. And that person knows more about it than everyone. And then those people can't even be with these people. You see? The energy's at a different level. The temperature's at a different level. The light's at a different level. Everything is more annoying. Everything is more imperfect. Imperfect. You go from knowing everything's perfect to perceiving everything's imperfect, unless you do some work. So what's that work? That work is seeing through the illusion of imperfection. Noticing when you feel a bit of anxiety or any little dip in your vibration and saying, what is that about? Why do I think that's wrong? Look at that light bulb that's out. Look at that light bulb that's out. How did this happen? Everything was supposed to be perfect. And then that light bulb went out. You see? How many people in this room does it take to change that light bulb?
Go! Go!
Right?
Change the light bulb!
None of you could do it.
Change the light bulb!
It's not possible.
Change the light bulb!
Change the light bulb! Change the light bulb! Change the light bulb!
Change the light bulb!
So we'd like to talk to you about anything you'd like to talk about. Nothing is off limits. Be as fun with this as you can possibly be. Be like the new person who has no problems coming up here and talking. No problems at all. And you are back there saying, is my question going to be good? Am I going to be able to articulate it? Will everyone think it's a good question? Will I stutter as I say it? Will I be confused? Will I not understand the answer? Doesn't matter. You don't even need a question. Just come up here and play. This is all this is play. We're not going to get anywhere. There's nowhere to go because nothing outside of here is existing. What you can see is the illusion that you're creating in your mind right now. Yep. What you can see, what you can smell, what you can taste, what you can touch, what you can feel, who you're next to, how you perceive yourself, how you perceive them, you're creating it all. You're creating it all in the moment. So you can create anything you want. Nothing is off limits. Who'd like to start?
Can you change the light bulb?
Do you have a question?
Yeah, I want to tell her, can you change the light bulb? It's right there. Change it.
Do we need to change the light bulb?
Yes.
Why?
Because
it's perfect.
It's uneven.
If that light bulb was on, this blinding light would come down. We wouldn't even be able to see what was going on. It's perfect. Everything's perfect.
Hey, Joshua, I have a question.
Hold on 1 second.
I don't have a question.
Excellent. Come sit here.
Change
there we go. Okay.
I just would like to know what you would like to tell me.
Okay. So that's an interesting question, isn't it? Mm-hmm. What we would like to tell you. When you are tuned to the vibration of a problem, then whatever the answer is not going to get through because you're looking at it as a problem. So think about what you perceive as a problem in your life.
Okay.
Okay. Now, what is that problem?
My job.
And how is that job a problem?
Because I don't want to do it anymore.
And would you like to do that job in a resistant vibration, thinking it's wrong? Or would it be easier to do the exact same job in a loving service vibration?
In a loving service
vibration. Now, is it easier for you to find a job that you can do in a loving service vibration or to have an attitude of love and service to the job you already have?
Love and service to the job I already have.
But it seems like it might be easier to find something new. And that's the assumption that something new is different than what you have now. Mm-hmm. But since you're creating from this vibration, whatever you move to will have to match that vibration. Now, in because something's new, you allow yourself to perceive that this is new, this is good, this is different than it was before. And so for the first few hours, minutes, weeks, days, months, you're allowing yourself to service and love and acceptance to what is because you are thinking it's new. You're using that as an excuse to see something as new, you see?
Yeah.
And you could do the exact same thing with the job you have now. You've had a little bit of time off. Maybe you haven't gone in the office for a while. Maybe you're here on this retreat. And when you go back, you can be different. Rather than the job having to be different to reflect something different back to you, you be different and create a new job within the job that you already have. Now, here's what happens. Job, relationship, whatever it is, doesn't matter what it is, health of your body, fitness, whatever it is. You say, if only I had a different body, I'd feel better. If only I had a different mate, I'd feel better. If only I had a different job, I'd feel better. That's something outside of you, saying I have no control over anything. The only thing you have control over is what? How you feel, how you be, how you behave, your vibration, what you believe, all these things. It's always you. It's always your vibration. Now, you might go back into that job with the intention that I'm going to be there in love and service to do everything in this job in service of all those who are around me, your boss, your coworkers, your customers. And you say, okay, I'm going to be different to change this environment, which sucks. And that's transactional. Yeah. You're only doing it to get that environment to change so that you can feel good. Mm-hmm. The trickier thing, but the only thing that works, is to change your vibration. What does that mean? How do you change that vibration? How do you move from fear to love in that setting? How is that possible? Well, if you did know, what would you say?
I think that's where I'm stuck.
Hi, Fat Gary.
You would say,
"Hi, Fat Gary."
Gary is busy right now. He's off over here. We are Joshua. You would say that I'm going to be somewhat different than I normally am. Just somewhat different. Not for anything to change. Not for me to feel better. I'm going to feel better in this position. I'm going to actually feel better. I'm going to actually pretend that nothing matters. I'm going to pretend that this is a game. I'm going to play it. I'm going to notice my reactions. I'm going to notice if I can dodge all the people asking me certain things and annoying me while I'm doing things. And I'm going to see them differently. If I can see them differently, if I can see this as a being of love, as source itself, in your setting, you're working with beings of love, but they have an illusion that they are not that. And you have an illusion that they are not that. They are source beings of love. They are magnificent, powerless, powerful beings of love with some limiting beliefs. That's all they are. Mm-hmm. Now, if you can go in there as a being of love, seeing who they truly are, other beings of love that you are eternally linked to. If you quit your job, you are eternally linked to them. Mm-hmm. Oh, for the finite amount of time that you're here on Earth, they may not be in your physical reality, but in the non-physical, you'll say, I can't believe that was you. Oh, I thought you were so annoying. Oh, you were such a pain. Oh, and they'll say, I can't believe it was you either. And you'll laugh and you'll have fun and you'll say, that was such a great game. Now, imagine if you could have that perception of them while physical. What would that power be like? Nobody could annoy you. No one could bother you. And when you got annoyed or bothered, you'd say, it's just some small limiting belief of mine and it has nothing to do with them. I get to process that limiting belief. What does that mean? I get to prove that limiting belief that I am not source, they are not source, I am not worthy, they are not worthy, I am too busy, they are annoying, they don't care about me, they're only caring about them. All those illusions are false. And you get to prove that they're false. I am source, they are source. I have a slight limiting belief that I can process. They are who they are to show me those limiting beliefs. They are here for me. I attracted them. Everything is perfect. Now, if you can go in for a couple days like that, 2 days like that, 3 days like, then start acting on inspiration, well, you might be promoted. You might have an idea for a new business. You might be hired by some other company. Elevation will occur. Massive elevation will occur. But limitation occurs in your present state, thinking this job sucks, thinking I don't want it. Now, take that approach to every single thing you do. Your family, your health, your friends, your parents, your kids, your interests, your passions, your entire life. I am the creator of all of this. I'm creating all of this. All of this is being created. What do I want to create now? How am I limited now? Why am I limiting myself now? What is the core limitation that I have? What is the thing that I think I need that I'm not getting? What is that illusion? What is the thing I think I need? What do you need in that job? If that job was perfect, what would it give you?
Freedom.
Freedom from that job?
Freedom of my time.
Freedom of your time. So if the job was perfect, then you could get everything done in half an hour. And from then you could do anything you want.
Yeah.
So what you're saying is you don't have enough time to do what you want to do. See, freedom is always a cop-out because freedom is your birthright. You have nothing but freedom. It's the illusion that you're not free. Yeah. That's all this is. This is the illusion that you're not free.
Yeah.
Okay? So if you remove the illusion, you are free to be love at your job. And if you were free to be love at your job, what would you receive?
Love back.
You would receive everything you truly want back. Everything you truly want. And so if you received freedom, abundance, joy, love, exhilaration, excitement, ecstasy, compassion, relationships, closeness. You now see these people you thought were annoying, you now see them as love. And you wouldn't want to be dragged away from them, ever. Nothing could take you away from that job. It would be the greatest job ever, you see? So that job that you have now is the source of every single thing you want. But you can't see it.
Yeah.
So what is your journey then? What is your aspiration?
I don't know.
You wish you knew, right?
I wish I knew.
Your journey is to acceptance and love from fear. Your journey is to clarity from confusion. And this is the perfect spot to start. It doesn't mean you'll be there for 40 years. It means you might be there for a week. And once you get that acceptance, then you're going to feel an inspiration for something more because you've raised your vibration of acceptance in that level where you are now. So if you can raise your vibration to acceptance in whatever you are now, then you'll be inspired to the next thing. But guess what? If you accept what you have now, you will fear losing that. And that's going to prevent you from going to the next level. See the yin and the yang of that? I don't like what I want now, so I want to leave. So I change my attitude about what I have now. I love it so much that now I have a fear of losing it. And then you push past that fear and you know you can't lose it. Because just like rejection and death, loss is an illusion. It's not possible to lose anything. You just get more and more and more and more. And that's what you want.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Michelle, did you want to ask a question?
Yeah, thank you, Joshua. It was, so a couple of people have mentioned to me, and I get it as well, it's called the confirmation shudder. So it's maybe when you're thinking something or you've said something and your inner self confirms by making the spine shake a little. Does anyone else, or could you talk about that?
So maybe when you get chills. Do you ever feel chills? Something happens, someone says something, something resonates with you, something makes sense, and you get these chills. Have you ever felt this? Confirmation shudder, alignment, understanding that this is right for you. Now, you could be sitting next to someone, you hear something, and they don't get that feeling. And you say, can't you feel this? Isn't this amazing? Can't you get this? Well, they're not at that place yet. That's a different vibrational place. But chills are a sign of it. Any positive emotion is a sign of it. Joy, if you watch the sunset and feel joy, if you watch the sunrise and feel joy, if you see a little puppy and feel joy, that's confirmation that you are on the right path, the path that you intended prior to your birth, your true inspired path. And when you feel frustration, that's confirmation that you're not on your inspired path. When you feel doubt, that's confirmation that you're not looking at reality as it really is. When you feel anger at someone else, it's confirmation that you're looking at the illusion and not the reality. And so if you have a feeling in your body, whatever that is, that feels good, it's confirmation, whether it's a positive emotion or chills or joy. And if you're feeling bad, if your foot hurts, if you have an ache somewhere, if you are resisting anything, you are getting confirmation that you're just looking at the illusion. That's all that is. Excellent. Who else has a question? Who would like to jump up?
I'll jump up.
Excellent. Get over here.
So yesterday when you were when you came in, you were talking about the non-physical and the non-physical perspective. And I am curious, the non-physical has a sense of humor. And I think it's because it's a lack of fear there, and you can say what you're thinking and you tease, right? And I was inspired to create a show of having a perspective of the non-physical working with their entity here in physical reality, even though there's a connection, but our perception, our awareness is not there. And so I was talking to Gary about it, and Gary's like, well, that might be a really boring show because they're all in peace. They're all in love. And I went, you know, they're funny though, and they have a sense of humor. So when you send us messages, our inner being sends us messages all the time, and we miss it, and we don't get it. What is your perspective on the other side?
Here's our perspective, and here's where the humor comes in.
Okay.
We are trying so hard for you to get what you want, what you came for. And we are putting all our focus and energy, and we're sending you the messages straight to you. And we're focused and sending them. And we have to skip lunch sometimes because, and you're not getting it. And we line you up with your love of your life, and you ignore them. And you say, oh, that's gross. And we laugh. It is so funny. Oh, we got them so close this time. All right, they didn't see it this time. Okay, so let's guide them over here this time. Oh, it's so funny. We never thought they would do that. That never crossed our mind. It's hilarious. You are the source of our joy.
Okay.
You are the source of our joy. So when you ask a question, we get to pluck up some answer that maybe has never been thought of before, and we get to bring it through you. And you may say, that's the stupidest idea I ever heard of in my life. And we're like, are you kidding? We've waited eons to get that idea and bring it to you. It's brilliant. It's brilliant. And you go, I don't have the energy for that. I don't want to do that. Ooh, I'm going to go to bed. Yeah. Do that thing? No, no, no. I can't do that thing. Yes, you can. Yes, you can. You can do it. You can do it. Don't you know who you are? Don't you know who you are? You can do anything. Let's watch TV. You see? You're the source of our joy, our humor, our everything is here for you, with you, being you. We would be bored out of our minds, not really, in the non-physical without right. you. You allow us to focus, to think of new ideas, to pull things from the universe, to try things out. You're brave enough to do it. We're sitting in our cushy little place. It's not really up there. It's sort of in between all of you. Right. And we're just having the time of our lives. Endlessly, endlessly, endlessly. And you get here to sift and sort and play it out.
Yeah.
And we're just encouraging you to do it with more joy.
Yeah.
Why not? Why not do it with more fun, more ease? Why does everything have to matter? Nothing matters. You think it matters, and that's the illusion. And we think that's hilarious. But you're doing so much better. You're doing so much better. You're asking these questions. You're thinking about, yeah, wouldn't it make sense to feel good than feel bad? Wouldn't it make sense to feel good? And aren't I in control of how I feel at every moment? And can I look at the limiting beliefs that make me feel bad? And can I ramp up the beneficial beliefs that make me feel even better? And can I get used to feeling better and better and better and better and better? And over time, if I feel better and better and better and better and better, over time, I set a new set point. And from there, I attract new incredible experiences that take me on another journey where I get to play with these limiting beliefs and fears and go to even higher levels. Not the higher levels that you think you want, but the higher levels that you truly want, which is more connection, more acceptance, more love, more joy, more fun, more freedom, more puppies.
Yes, more puppies.
More puppies.
So another idea is, I feel like it's very collaborative. One of the things that you said is you pluck the idea. So is it at my level that I'm asking the question, but it's still my inner being? So how does that work? So
how are you separate from your inner self?
There is no separation, right?
So you pluck the idea, you bring it into your mind.
I bring it in.
You either accept it or reject it. Your inner self accepts it.
Yeah.
Fully.
Okay.
Now, you're not quite a vibrational match to the fullness of the idea.
Okay.
So your inner self, from this higher perspective, knows that this idea, this action, that idea, that action will lead you on a step-by-step-by-step-by-step journey to everything you truly want. But you could also pluck out the idea how to rob a bank if you wanted to.
Sure.
If you're in that much fear and you can't figure out how to do it yourself because you think you're doing it alone and you're not getting everything you need, and so the idea comes to get you out, that's an urge to change the condition. Mm-hmm. So your inner self will never go with you, and the urges will always support the brilliant ideas.
Mm.
You see? And the urges will always feel like effort and struggle because you're doing it alone.
Mm.
And the brilliant ideas will always seem too much for you because you're not quite a vibrational match to it. This is a new idea. So think about a new invention. Think about an invention that you like.
Free energy. Zero.
Think about an invention that you like that exists now.
Oh, okay.
Toaster. What do you use all the day?
Toaster.
At some point, someone invented a toaster and the rest of the world said, that's the stupidest thing we ever saw.
Yeah.
What in the world that's going to set your house on fire? This is ridiculous. Can't you just put the toast on the pan or in the oven like we've done for millennial?
Right.
Why do we need, it's taking up counter space. We don't have room for this. It's so expensive. No, but two pieces of toast, what's that going to do? And now it's ubiquitous because the masses have come to a vibrational alignment with that.
Right.
Same with any invention you ever have. So your idea that's coming to you will slightly resonate with you, but no one else. And you will try to explain it to them in words. Words suck.
They don't.
Words do not carry enough vibrational energy.
No.
But guess what? It's fun to try and get them to understand what you're doing.
Sure.
And then you have that excitement about it.
Yeah.
And that's what communicates. That energy in your body with your excitement to that thing. And they will feel the energy of that. They'll feel the energy of that. And they'll be resistant to it. This is too new. This is too weird. This is too strange.
Yeah.
Well, hold on. That's an energy that I think resonates with who I truly am. I'm sort of drawn to that energy. It's the energy of it. And so you could be thrilled about any little thing. And with the proper energy, you would attract others.
Mm.
And if it had actual value to them, they would eventually understand it.
Mm-hmm.
It may take years. Sometimes it takes years.
Mm-hmm.
But guess what? You don't need agreement with everyone. You need your little pocket. Look at this little pocket. Look at this little pocket.
Mm-hmm.
Look at the pocket of the population that's listening to this now or listening to this in the future.
Right.
It's the little pocket. That's all it is.
Pocket, yeah.
And the little pocket will grow and grow with momentum and over time will be something. And by the time it's normal, toasters are normal, what's the next thing?
What's the next thing?
Exactly. What's the next thing?
Right.
So that's this game that you get to play. Now, when this brilliant idea comes to you, if you're feeling worthy and capable and good, then you'll just think about the idea. You'll just play with it, talk about friends, write it up, sketch it out, and need no one else ever to agree with you. This idea that you need people to agree with you in order to do anything is not necessary.
Yeah.
It's what you want, but agreement is never necessary. You don't need everyone to agree with you, and you don't need to agree with them. If it feels good to you, you are the leader of you.
Mm-hmm.
You will go in your direction.
Yeah.
But if you think, I can't do it on my own, I need everyone else to help me, then you'll be attracting these people who are not vibrational matches to this thing you want to do. They're vibrational matches to your needing help.
Right.
And then you're going to find people who see you in need of help, who are not a vibrational match to the new idea, but to the version of you that needs help. That's all it is.
Right.
That's all it is.
And it's subtle.
Well, it's subtle from your perspective. From our perspective, it's black and white.
Yeah.
It's like, look at her, this white knight trying to get all these black sheep on board. And what happens when... muddle it up. You muddle your white light energy by needing agreement from anyone else.
Yeah.
Yeah. So if you had an idea and you said, I like this idea, what's the next step? You receive the next step, you take the action. What's the next step?
Yeah.
You receive the step, take the action, and poof, someone shows up.
Yeah.
Someone also is on vibrational alignment with this idea.
Yeah.
Someone actually may have the exact same idea.
Yeah.
Or had it before you, but didn't have the courage to do it. And they find you and join you.
Yes.
Now, if you say, this is my idea, you can't have it, or you have to sign a non-disclosure or an agreement, a contract, muddle it up. You take the white light energy, you put the black with the fear in there, you turn it gray, it's not as effective.
Yeah.
It's not wrong, it's just not as effective.
And it's interesting, so I'm flowed a lot of inspiration, and it's interesting, there's divine timing. So I created my intro to my podcast almost 1 year to the day that I started my podcast. And so you can get a piece and then nothing. I'm like, oh, all right. Well, all right, I guess I'll wait.
That concept is easier for humans to swallow.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I had the inspiration for this, but I guess the timing's not right, so I'm not going to do all these other inspired actions.
Yeah.
I don't feel like that. I don't feel like that's inspired. I don't feel like that's going to lead to where I think it should go. And so you succumb to fear, and you blame it on divine timing.
Well, I also...
Hold on to your limitation as much as you can.
No, that wasn't what I was going to say.
I like holding on to limitations.
The divine timing, you know, I'm inspired to do that one thing, but I was inspired to do other things in between that time.
And you were inspired to carry on with this thing as well, but you ignored it. I have this to do. I have that to do. I don't have enough time to do that. I got this uninspired action. I got this thing to do. You could have done it all. It doesn't seem like you could have done it all, but you could have done the action in the moment.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you're getting, let's just say, a easy to understand number of 100 inspired ideas a day. Could you act on 100 inspired ideas, knowing that each one is divine timing, meaning that when you get the inspiration, that's the time to take action?
Right. That's divine timing, right?
Right. Could you physically do that? Is there enough time in the day?
I would say logically, yes.
And you, do you have to do them all?
No.
So it doesn't matter.
That's right.
But we want you to know that the next step is the next step is the next step is the next step. And if you would take simply 10 steps in a row, you would elevate to a radically new approach, mm-hmm. a radically new area. Mm-hmm. 10 steps in a row. Those 10 steps could be over 5 days or over a month, whatever it was. Mm. Those 10 steps would take you from where you are to where you are. What we want you to know is you're saying, oh, step one, that seems like I could do that. And then when step two comes, not the right time. Not the right time. I have to go to work. I have to finish the shower. I have to finish driving. I have to finish eating my breakfast. I have to watch this TV show. You see?
Yes.
Because you're saying no, 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 no. But if you were acting on all these things, you would elevate rapidly to this new level.
Yes.
And be ready for new things.
Yeah.
But you would be overwhelmed, you see.
Yeah.
You'd be overwhelmed.
Right.
So you want to go at your pace.
So it's
we just want you to know you could go a lot more faster if you wanted to.
Yes.
You are saying no to more than you think. It seems like you're saying a lot to a lot of things. But you're saying things to, imagine you have a to-do list with 100 things on there.
Yeah.
Brush my teeth. I did that. Walk the dog. I did that. Exhausting. Build an empire tomorrow. Tomorrow I'll do that. But every step is exactly the same energy. For what you could do for building an empire, that step that you could take in that moment, that 2 minutes, is all you need to do. And that will raise you. Mm. The doing two or three things on this imaginary to-do list, which isn't a to-do list, it's just a set of inspired ideas that you can take or throw away. But if you act on a bit more of them, you would rapidly move to the to a new place. Is the new place better? Well, from our perspective, it's exciting, it's exhilarating, it's rewarding, it's satisfying. But you have these limiting beliefs.
Yeah, that you have to process.
Well, are you processing them?
I try to do my best.
Are you writing them down?
Yeah.
Every single day?
Pretty much.
Excellent, excellent. Are you proving them false?
Yeah.
Are you finding more manifestation events in those areas?
We got locked out.
Sometimes.
Excellent.
Sometimes.
Excellent. So as you move forward doing this work, as you can, at the amount that you can, you'll see great shifts in your life. They might be overwhelming. And in fact, if you could look back 3 years and see where you are now, you might say, I don't want to be there. Because that would be a different life than the life you had 3 years ago.
Yes.
It wouldn't make sense because you didn't go through all the steps to get here.
Yeah.
And you'd be looking at it from your limited perspective, back in that lower vibrational version of you. Now that you're here, you look back and say, everything happened perfectly. It's amazing. That happened, then this happened, then that happened, then this happened. Who could have planned that? Guess who? You.
Right.
From your inner self.
Always being guided.
Always knowing how to get you to everything you truly want. And saying, try this, try this, try this, try this, try this. And you say, no, 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 no.
Maybe.
And that gives us joy.
That's great. Thank you.
Excellent. Would anyone there like to say anything? Okay.
Hello.
Hello.
Okay. So I pushed past major fear and drove up here from Florida. And I had, it was the journey and I loved the journey. It was 9 hours. I drove around Savannah. I came up, I was feeling wonderful. So when I got close to where we are here in Newton, I had the inspiration to go to an apple orchard. So I drove past the exit and just kept going to the apple orchard. And I went and I got my apples and my cider and I was inspired to bring it here. And as I was leaving, I'm eating my apple, driving through the mountains, and out of the blue, I got a call. And I'm like, normally I don't answer the phone.
Was the inspiration to go to Savannah and drive around there out of the blue?
No.
You had planned that?
I thought about it, and then I'm like, nah.
Well, the thought about it, mm-hmm. right?
Right.
Was that out of the blue?
Yes.
And then the inspiration to go to the apple orchard, was that out of the blue?
Yes.
And the inspiration to get the cider and bring it to here, was that yeah. out of the blue?
Yes.
So is anything else than out of the blue?
No.
So tomorrow something could happen out of the blue?
Yes.
So is there a need to plan anything?
Apparently not.
Just act on these out of the blue inspirations.
Right.
You see?
Right. Okay. Okay.
So and then, so out of the blue, something happened.
Something, I got a call. And I saw the number was the area code that I'm calling from. And so I answered it, you know, and I said, hello. And they said, hi, is this Erin? And I said, yes. And they said, do you live at such and such address? And I said, yes. And they said, can I make an offer on your house? And I said, it's not on the market. And they said, well, we want to go ahead and make an offer anyways. And the fear came, well, no, the first thing was is.
Well, we'll stop you.
Okay.
The fear was. No, it's not in the market.
Right. But then I said, yes, I'll keep you in mind.
But right now, the fear is?
It's not on the market.
The inspiration comes.
Yes.
Okay, so inspiration comes from internally, or if it's easier, from an outside source.
Okay.
Someone inspired that person to look at your house, to pick up the phone, to do the research, to call you at that moment. They pushed past fear to call you.
Right.
They acted on this inspiration that was for you. In some way, maybe not. You want to think, oh, down the road, does this lead to me selling the house? And then where do I have to move? And then what that's going to be like? And I get a moving truck. And then what about my kids? And what about my friends? And what about my job? And then where am I going to live? And how much that house going to cost? All this fear.
All in the same
and
moment.
Then you say, it's not in the market.
Yes.
It has nothing to do with what they're asking.
Right.
It's the fear.
Absolutely.
Pulling up an urge to stop this. I must stop it.
Okay, right. Because it was a freight train going.
It seemed like a freight train. All it was is a question. Can we make an offer in your house, yes or no?
So if I said yes.
Yes. Does it mean you have to sign the offer right now and sell the house and move away?
No. Right. Right. So the fear was, holy shit, what do I got to do if I did sell my house?
Right. Which is millions of steps down the road.
Right.
You're
right.
Not a vibrational match there. You are a vibrational match for the inspiration that came in that moment for you at that time.
Okay.
And thus you picked up a call from someone you didn't know.
Right.
You were inspired to say yes to that. You could have said no to that.
Right.
I'm not talking to anyone that I don't know. But you were inspired to say yes.
Right.
What happened there? Because you were feeling so good. You were in alignment.
Yes.
You did something you probably didn't do all that time.
Right.
That you wouldn't have done if you were angry or mad or who's bothering me now from this beautiful day I'm having. You say, oh, something added is coming into this experience. Yes. And then they talk and then you say no.
Right.
Yes.
Right. So I know there's no right or wrong, but like, what are you supposed to do in that moment? Just kind of like, just say, well,
look
what's
at
the offer?
What the fear is.
Yeah.
What's the fear? Is it rational? Or will you die?
Yeah, right.
Is it irrational or will you die?
Irrational.
It's irrational. Okay. Irrational fear. Breathe, 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 breathe. Yes. Mm. Breathe, 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 breathe. Yes. Breathe, 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 breathe. Yes.
Yes. It's kind of like swipe all the way, everything, and just go.
Swipe, 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 swipe. Yes, 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 yes. What's next? What's next? What's next? At some point, you'll come to a fear that you'll have to say, give me a day. And then you'll have to process that. And then you'll have to see how you feel. You see?
Right.
Because here's what could happen in this. And here's what did happen. Mm-hmm. Is you're feeling good. You're enjoying this area. You've been thinking about maybe getting a house up here, not really knowing how to do it. Just part of coming here was part of to see what it's like here. You manifested the most beautiful weather the place has ever seen in the history of the world, right?
Right.
So everything is leading towards this exploration that you've had this inspiration before to move up here. You see?
Yeah.
And yet you're holding on. Fear of loss, fear of loss. What about this house? What about this job? What about this friends? What about this community? What about this kids? What about all this stuff?
Right.
Fear of loss, fear of loss, fear of loss. But pulling in this direction. At some point, you'll have to get over your fear of loss or succumb to that fear of loss. So the your inner self, the universe, source itself, is giving you these little things.
Right.
Okay, there's some retreat. You could go to that retreat. You don't have to fly. You could drive. Mm-hmm. There's no reason not to. You had a little manifestation event before that gave you an excuse not to come.
Right.
Now that excuse doesn't matter anymore. You had to come.
Right.
Without that excuse, you would have figured out some other excuse.
Right.
See how you came anyway.
Yes.
Now, it's sort of fun to play with. Were you always going to come? From the day you were born, were you always going to be here?
Yes.
Possibly. Right?
Okay.
Possibly.
Okay, because so possibly. Well, why do you say possibly?
Because we want to give you something to hold on to.
Okay.
That thing you want to hold on to is that you can make choices, that you have free will, that you can make decisions that will lead you one direction or the other. And we'd like to clarify that just a little bit. You have absolute free will. It's your free will to choose your perspective, to go along with what's happening or to not go along with what's it. That's your free will. Okay. If you're going on this journey of self-discovery through the intentions you set prior to your birth, you will have given yourself talents and attributes, the time and date of your birth, your intentions before, the parents you chose, the limiting beliefs you knew you'd adopt, the inner guidance that is always coming within, the certain intelligence that you have, the certain beliefs that you have, the certain emotions that you have, the sensitivity you have. You have all these things. They're leading you on this journey to discover who you truly are. Mm-hmm. You say yes, and you go on that inspired path. You say no, and you go off into a detour, exploring who you're not, and then eventually feeling good enough to be guided back onto this path.
Okay.
And the path leads down this line. You're going off and on, off and on, off and on, off and on. The more you are saying yes, the more you're feeling worthy, the more on this aligned path you're on. And so maybe, just maybe, that there is a spot for you mm-hmm. that's calling you that will give you the next level of what you need. And so somehow your inner self is guiding you along through brilliant ideas and coincidences and random events that you think are all lucky mm-hmm. or unlucky or whatever, that led you to where you are now. And you're either going with it or resisting it, going with it or resisting it. And so you go along now, and then you get a phone call. Is the phone call to actually buy your house? We say no. It's to spark the idea that possibly there'd be someone who wants to buy the house.
Right.
And then I possibly could sell it.
Right.
And I don't need to hold on to this and hold on to another property and juggle all the stuff that you think is difficult to do.
Okay.
Now, it could be to let you know that you meet a realtor and the realtor comes along and says, the house is worth this much, but don't sell it now, rent it. Because it's going to be worth more later. And now the idea of renting. And you say, I can't rent it, there's too much work.
Yes.
Right?
Right.
And the realtor says, I'll do it all for you. Don't worry about it. It's easy. I'll take care of everything. We have a whole department right there that does all this stuff. It's easy. We can do it all for you. And then you go, a new belief. I don't have to do it.
Everything.
Changes that limiting belief. And now you go one step further and one step further. And you're along
like an adult only
that you might have to up there anyway. Yeah. Either lovingly going there, everything's happening, saying yes, 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 yes.
No, it is absolutely for your benefit and their benefit.
How about
that's all yours?
Okay, I have a question for you. So you talked about it where you know, we chose our parents and everything like that. So say I chose to be born in Utica, New York. At one point in my life, I thought, oh, I'll go down to Florida. Now, in general, I could have ended up at the last minute going to North Carolina, right? But if I was meant to go back to Florida, I would somehow, is that how it
look
is?
At what will happen in Florida. Where were you vibrationally when you went to Florida, where you could have at the same time been in North Carolina? Did you need the experience of Florida mm-hmm. to eventually come here?
Yes.
Yes.
I did.
See?
Because I went from cold weather to I wanted warm weather. Now I'm like, it's too damn hot. I want somewhere in between.
Half back? You
go
all the way down.
Come back. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. Interesting. Now,
Now, there are people who go are in Utica. And they grow up in the cold weather. They hate the cold weather. It's miserable up there. They go down to the hot weather. They enjoy it. But now there's no one to talk to. and they get lonely and homesick. And instead of going out and meeting people, they jump back.
I did that.
Yeah.
And then I drove back.
I'm back.
2 years.
So you could have stayed here.
Okay.
And you could have met people and you could have gone out and you could have interacted. But you were going from this vibration to this vibration. Everyone you know, your whole life is here. All the new people are here. Just like what we were saying before, you had to get vibrationally aligned with the new people before you could interact and be friends and be part of this community. And so now you live there and you say, I'm totally aligned with here. This is my town. This is my place that I go to. This is my house. These are my friends. I am vibrationally aligned. And then to go back somewhere else, you have to start that whole thing all over again. Now, so when you think about moving to a new place, you think, who will I know? Who will I meet? Mm-hmm. They're all waiting for you. Mm-hmm. They're already set up. You see, you're drawn there because of all who's there. The people you'll meet, the places you'll go, the discoveries you'll make, they'll all show up for you. They're already there. All you have to do is get vibrationally aligned to them.
So do you just like, okay, I'm not leaving to change Florida. I'm just, okay, I had enough and I'm ready to go on to the next thing.
You're inspired to go somewhere else.
Right. But then I know there's no right or wrong, but let's just say, is the right way to not just pick, well, I'm going to pick this area right here. Is it to just, well, okay, here I'm opening up where, and.
Yes, exactly. What is inspiring will always be interesting, exciting, and fun. So I'm going to take another trip and just drive around and see. Mm-hmm. And you'll be open to be guidance that will direct you to the places. And eventually you will find a place, bit by bit by bit by bit. Mm-hmm. Your inner self is saying, look here, now look here. Because you had to look there first and there first, and now you're ready to look here.
Okay.
Do you see?
Yes. Yes.
And you'll be open, 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 open. You might see something in a place that you think is gross. And you'll say, that's not the place. And something in a place you think is, oh, that's what I like. You'll get the chills of confirmation. You'll get the joy of confirmation. Yes. This is the right place. And then if you have attachment to it, this has to be the place that I'm going to live forever for the rest of my life. Well, then you add fear into it.
Right.
Because what if it's not? If you say, I can go here, I can rent this house, I can buy this house, I can build this house, I can do whatever. And if I don't like it, I can sell. I'm open to any guidance because the guidance will always be leading you to a better and a better and better and better and better and better for the satisfaction, the joy, the love of it. Not for what it means about you.
Mm-hmm. But then how do you, okay, so you talked yesterday about being in service, but am I not focusing on myself when I say I want to move here and there?
You could say, I'm doing this for me because I have to get out of this place that sucks and I have to leave that job because I don't have any freedom and I have to go and find something new for me. Mm-hmm. Or you could say, I am open to where Source wants to lead me. To where my inner self will lead me, to where my guides will lead me. And I know that in this new location, I can be of service to whatever it is. I can be ready for the new idea, ready for the new people, ready for the new whatever it is. In service. I am actually making this move in service. Okay. And in love.
Okay. Okay. And in service is always you're thinking of the we and not the me.
You're thinking of the we. What's the we? What's the we? What's the we?
So always what I can do for the we and not what for me.
Right. What comes to you will be for you, but you can't know what you need in accurate terms. What you think you need is always based in lack and fear.
Right.
I think I need more money. I think I need more security. I think I need more freedom. I think I need more love from others. I think I need more acceptance. I think I need people to do things for me. I think I need to have all this to prove I'm worthy. That's based in lack and fear. You can manifest that, but it'll never make you feel what you want to feel. It'll just make you feel more lack, more fear. If you do it in service, then what comes to you, you can't even imagine because you're focused all on this thing about what I need. But when you do it in service, you get what you truly need, what truly satisfies you, what truly makes you exhilarated, excited, and joy, what truly gives you energy. You'll be meeting people like this,
right.
You see? Mm-hmm. You can't imagine that this is what you need. You think you need this one thing. What you need is this connection to them. What you need was the breath session. What you need was the lights. What you need was the bonfire and the food and the community and the conversation. Right. What could be better than that? Nothing. And then you think about, you were almost not going to come. And you push past the fear and you got not what you thought you would get, but what you truly needed. Perfect. Based on who you were. You had to do something. You had to have people like, love, and respect you. You adopted these limiting beliefs. You process those limiting beliefs. You see that they're false, that they don't mean a thing. It doesn't matter. You don't need to see. You don't need to walk. You don't need to talk. You don't need anything. What you need is a perspective that enables you to move along your path of self-discovery as you intended prior to your birth with as little suffering as possible and as much joy as possible. In moving through all these experiences in absolute joy, you gain a momentum of joy. In having frustrations and anger and seeing things as wrong and bad, you bring more fear into your existence. So are you either bringing more fear by building up limiting beliefs and proving the limiting beliefs are true, which is what most people do? I'm no good because of this. Then they see a reflection of that, which proves they're no good, that limiting belief gets stronger. When they say, oh, that's just a limiting belief, that's why I feel negative emotion, let me process that, let me prove that's false, reduce the intensity of that limiting belief, slow the momentum of the limitation, naturally, momentum and joy occurs. Now, the joy may not look like what you think it should look like. It may not look like the Western level of success, the new cars, the new houses, the pretty mate. It may not look like that. And as you shift away from all these things you think you need that are based in lack and fear, that you think will make you whole, that will think you make you feel not like a victim, but like a creator. If I'm a creator, then I could create this and this and this. No, you're creating from a stance of a victim. And you're creating all these things that structurally look like success, but are empty inside. And as the creator, you're not thinking about what you need. You're just doing what you're inspired to do without any attachment to the outcome or what it means about you. I am simply source doing what I'm inspired to do, and source does not need validation that it's source. Source knows it's source. I don't know where this is going. I wish I knew where it was going. I sort of think I know where it's going. I'm going to sort of think, well, that's a fun idea. That's a fun idea. That's a scary idea. That's a scary idea. But where it's truly going is you discovering at birth that your source at 4 years old, you're less source at 7, you're less source at 10, you're less source at 15, you're not source at all at 16, you're hopeful at 20, and then you go along this journey of struggle and effort trying to get something that will make you feel the way you did when you were 4. And you could feel that way now if you didn't attach any meaning to you. I can be silly. It doesn't matter. I can have fun. It doesn't matter. I can do this thing I'm inspired to do, even though people think I shouldn't do it because they're living in fear and I'm trying to get their agreement. I'm trying to get their agreement so that they'll allow me to do this thing I'm inspired to do. Don't you think this is a good idea? Wouldn't this be a good idea? They can't see that. They're reacting to the fear in you. If you bring an idea to someone and they're worried about you, and you're worried about that idea, that's why you're bringing it to them. Mm-hmm. And you need agreement before you can act on this idea, right? They're mirroring your anxiety or doubt about that idea. If you just do what you do and not care, then you just do what you do. You understand they can't see who you are. They have no idea that you're source. They have no idea that you're limitless. They think, oh, that's a crazy idea. She might get in trouble. Based on their limiting beliefs. And they want to hold you in place because they like this version of you, because they have some control over that version of you. You start doing what you're inspired to do, not to prove yourself worthy or good or anything. You just do what you're inspired to do because it's what the four-year-old would do. It's just fun. It doesn't have to lead to anything. It's the pure creation that's the fun part, not what it means later on.
Thanks.
Excellent. We've enjoyed this communication. This has been brilliant. Chicken wings need to be cooked. Salads need to be eaten. We're thankful of all of you for being here. And with that, we are complete.
Thank you. Awesome. Thanks so much.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Joshua Live. If you have a question you would like Joshua to answer on the show, send us a message on Facebook at www.facebook.com/teachingsofjoshua. As always, remember that you are loved more than you can imagine by more than you could ever count. We'll see you next time.